Clark. That's. Yeah. Everybody. Tucker Carlson is moving up, baby. I mean, I'm telling you, you ever seen a more meteoric rise in all of the media? Never been a case like Tucker Carlson. Comes on, gets this big 7 o'clock show, and then barely gets it established. Numbers are just going great. And then he gets that coveted 9 p.m. slot on the Fox News Channel.
All that drama just instantly disappears because Tucker has it.
That's right. Hey, Tucker. Good morning.
Well, good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, congratulations.
I love that music.
I know,
I'm
too.
I'm trying to convince them to play that tonight, but I don't think they're going to go for it.
All right.
It's hilarious. Thank you.
So, Tucker, tell me, your initial show at 7 o'clock, it's been a big hit. It's been noted for its really hard-hitting interviews with interesting people from time to time. Are we going to see many changes as you move up to the new hour?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. You sort of bring what you have. I mean, in the end, viewers either like and believe you or they don't, and there's not a ton you can do about it. I mean, you can make tweaks, of course. It's later. I mean, I think, there's newsmakers are kind of expected at 9, and so there'll be more of that. But in general, you have what you have. So that's it. I mean, really, a lot of it, as you know, since you worked here for so long, is the channel itself. If you're on Fox, you do well because Fox does well.
Did you see the quote from Joe Concha, who said, Fox does not rebuild, Fox reloads.
Exactly.
And that is so exactly, that was so on target, I thought.
Yeah, literally on target. No, I agree. And the one thing you don't want to do is convince yourself that people are watching you because they love you. I mean, really, I've worked at a bunch of different places, and I put on, a couple good shows that didn't do well. Partly was my fault, but partly was just nobody watched, the network I was on. So, if I do well, I think most of 99% of it just happens to be the fact I'm here.
You know, Tucker, I should mention, of course, that I'm the editor of the Daily Caller, which a job that Tucker recently relinquished to me. But
yes, you're doing a better job than I did.
Thank you. Let me move into the question about your new gig, which is at the 7 p.m. hour. What you've done differently than from almost every show in news is you've had primary sources on, where you bring in sort of like the protest leader or the person who's sort of leading the charge in this news story that's sort of symbolic for the rest of the country. Why is it that it took so long for somebody in cable news to figure out if we just interview people that actually have something to do with the news, then we might get some ratings out of it?
Well, that's how I feel. I mean, I want to hear from people who know what they're talking about or at least have some direct connection to the story. I think there is in general, not just in television but in life, too much reliance on self-styled experts who don't know much. And having been a self-styled expert for a long time, I can say that firsthand. You know what I mean? Sometimes I think, well, who cares what I think? I want to hear about someone who's directly involved. I just think it's more interesting and more meaningful. And it's a harder booking, I'll tell you that. That has been our main problem. It's hard to book people who aren't expecting to go on TV when they wake up in the morning. And there's a whole class of people in D.C. who sort of, go to work wearing a tie because who knows what might happen.
Right.
And they're great. I mean, I like all of them. And, I've been one of them for a long time. But, to book someone who finds himself in the middle of something or unexpectedly famous, that's a tougher task.
So here in Washington right now, we're 11 days away from the inauguration of Donald Trump. He seems, one of the things that's been really interesting in watching this guy is he's not even in office, and yet he seems to have a real impact on this town. And literally, as we were talking earlier, people are sort of, they're having their cages rattled by this guy even before he gets sworn into office.
Well, that's right, and part of it's legitimate. I mean, Trump is a volatile guy, and he's a non-traditional guy, and it's not clear what he thinks about a whole bunch of things. So, people are nervous about that. He's unpredictable, and I think that's a good reason to be nervous. Part of the reason they're upset, though, is less legitimate, and it's because he threatens them and their dumb little sinecures or their stupid ways of doing things, their livelihoods here in D.C., and I mean the political class, the consultants, the bloviators, the politicians, and honestly, a lot of those people, and they're my friends, but they deserve to go do something real with their lives. You know what I mean? Like, learn how to set tile or put on a roof or to plumb a house or, get some real skills. And so they're hoping to crush him before he even, you know, leaves the ICU. I mean, they want to end this before it begins by weakening him, and because they're afraid of him.
Well, this week we're going to see a bunch of nominees come forward through the Senate confirmation process, and a lot of these fights I expect are going to be proxy fights for why people dislike Trump. They're going to bring up Trump tweets, Trump statements, and see and weigh them against all of these nominees to see whether or not they agree and try and pose them as outcasts.
Exactly.
And in so doing, who do you expect is going to be going to have the toughest time on this slate of nominees as we go forward into the week?
You know, it's hard to tell. I mean, they'll take it out on the weakest, of course, on the wounded gazelle. That's who will be slayed ceremonially. But the one they're upset about...
Why does that scream Ben Carson to me? I don't know why.
Yeah, it might be. Might be. But the one they're upset about is Jeff Sessions. And they know he's going to get it. I mean, he's served in the Senate for decades. He's been vetted, obviously. They hate his views on immigration. That's what it's really about. And they're going to call him a racist because that's the easiest way to discredit him. It won't work, but they're going to try. But what they're really mad about is the idea that he might slow the waves of immigrants coming into our country, legally and illegally, that have helped the Democratic Party and helped employers looking for low-wage labor. I mean, that's what it's actually about. He is a threat to them, and that's a significant job. Attorney General is the most significant appointment, obviously, that any president can make, and they're enraged that Sessions got it. So he'll get the job, but other people are going to pay the price.
All right, so tell us what you're going to have on the show tonight.
Well, we've got a lot of good stuff. Actually, to be totally honest with you, we have a great lead guest, but I'm completely paranoid he's going to cancel the last minute, so I can't say who it is. In fact, I'm so paranoid we're pre-taping it just because I just want to get it in the can. But we have that's not a tease, that's for real. We have a really good first guest, but it's just hard for me to believe he'll actually come.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's fascinating. And now I definitely got to tune in to
find out. I mean, I'm probably more paranoid than I would normally be just because it's our first night. But yeah, I think it'll be good for sure.
All right. Well, listen, it sounds great. And, you know, look, you've always been a good friend of this program. But I just want to point out, we really like it when good things happen to good people. And Tucker Carlson, not a more deserving guy in the world. Congratulations
100%.
On this.
Thank you.
On this wonderful opportunity. Just knock it out of the park, my friend. Or as they say in television news and in the theater, break a leg, buddy.
I hope not literally, but thank you, Brian.
All right. Tucker Carlson, always a pleasure. Hey!
Go get him, Tucker.
Thank you.
Let's just play that. When's the last time you heard this song?